Hello there, I'm James Bowler with 91X News. Last night, candles were laid at the Trenton Cenotaph in memory of those who have fought for us and those who are still overseas. Here is a highlight of what happened last night. Starting off, here are some entries that were read by former veterans as well as cadets.
They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
They were young, as we are young. They served, giving freely of themselves. To them we pledge, amid the winds of time, to carry the torch and never forget. We will remember them.
Not on your program. We will be having Cadet Charles, and he has a writing of why remembrance is important.
Veterans, guests, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we light candles as a way to remember the lives of Canadian men and women in uniform who have given their lives so that we can have the freedom to gather in ceremonies just like this. As cadets and the future leaders in our society, nothing seems more important for us today than understanding the high cost of freedom we so easily take for granted. Cadets know and understand the sacrifices made by every member of the armed forces back in the great wars of the 20th and 21st centuries. They have protected and still protect us today, day and night. We are well positioned to continue to honor them each day, and not just today. We will never forget all that you and your comrades who have never returned home have done for this great nation. Not only do we honor those who have died in the service of our country, but we also honor those veterans fortunate enough to come home from all the conflicts, past and present, some of whom wounded and carry scars for life. You, the living veterans, have also had paid a price for the freedom that we acknowledge and honor your sacrifices too. For the veterans here tonight, it is important that you know we, the youth of this country, honor the ultimate sacrifices made by your comrades in the pursuit of democracy, freedom, and peace. Some of you may worry that these sacrifices go unnoticed, but we, the youth, and in particular, those in the cadet movement, wish to assure you that we too are proud Canadians and pledge to carry on your legacy, not just in words, but in deeds as well. Tonight, you light a candle in remembrance. We hope that you feel comfort in knowing that part of our job as cadets is to keep that light glowing all year round. On behalf of 173 and 704 Royal Canadian Air Cadet Squadrons, thank you. Merci.
In the rising of the sun and in its going down, we remember them. In the glowing of the wind and in the chill of winter. In the opening of buds and in the rebirth of spring. In the blueness of the sky and in the warmth of summer. In the rustling of leaves and in the beauty of autumn. In the beginning of the year and when it ends. When we are weary and in need of strength. When we are lost and sick. When we have joys we yearn to share. We remember them. So long as we live, they too shall live, for they are now a part of us as we remember them. Amen.
Next up, we have local artist Heidi Hayward singing the song she wrote for the specific ceremony called Light a Candle.
In memory of those who fought in wars candle, in memory of those who keep the peace. Light a candle, in memory of those who waited for loved ones to return. Light a candle, in memory of loved ones who didn't come home. Shine. Light a candle to light their way safely home.
Thanks so much. Where's your candle?
And here are the closing remarks with thank yous and awards given.
I'd like to thank our color parties for participating in this tonight, all of our invited guests,
But I'd also like to mention that our Afghanistan veteran, Virginia Hicks, is also our Silver Cross mother this year. And she will be laying our silver memorial cross wreath tomorrow morning. We invite you all back tomorrow morning for our 11 o'clock Remembrance Day ceremony. We have around 500 students from different schools that will be participating. We hope we'll see you all there. Thank you to Heidi and Gemini, and also thank you to our DJ, Jeff, for volunteering his services with the sound system this evening. We invite you back for hot chocolate, some cookies to the Legion. Also, if you're interested in looking at some of the posters that have been judged as first, second, and third, they're on the second floor as you go upstairs. We invite you to look at that and see the talent of our youth. Again, thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening. And for all your news needs, please go to qnetnews.ca.